Is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Vermonters are reacting to the news that former Lieutenant Governor and State Senator Barbara Snelling has died at the age of 87. Snelling died Monday at her home in South Burlington with friends and family by her side. And we're joined on the line this morning by her son, Mark Snelling. And Mark, thank you so much for being with us, especially at this difficult time. I'm very sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you, Mitch. I'm happy to be here.
Your mother's name will always be linked to your father, of course, Richard Snelling, because of his terms as governor of the state in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and again in the early 90s before he died of a heart attack. Why did your mother feel it was important then to continue the Snelling political legacy in Vermont?
Well, I think it would probably be more accurate to say that she had a mission of her own in life, and that there was a time period when, had she run for political office, she would have been, in essence, competing or in the same arena that Richard was, and that once Richard had died, that there were things that she felt like accomplishing that she thought were very important to Vermont's future, and she wanted to use her voice and speak out for her vision of Vermont's future.
It must have been very interesting for you growing up in that household. Do you recall them having political discussions, maybe even political arguments? Did they differ in their political views?
Oh, they had, wonderful discussions, certainly some arguments, but the reality is that they were each other's best friend, best confidant, and best advisor. And so any political issues that came up, there Richard was speaking out, then Barbara certainly had a hand in crafting virtually every response. And likewise, as Barbara was doing her activities, Richard had a hand in those. They shared each other's accomplishments, and they urged each other on.
There was a speech that your mother made in 1991, not long after your father had died, actually, and Vermont was in the midst of marking its bicentennial as the 14th state to enter the Union. How was she able to look forward and make that speech at a time when people would have understood if she was, you know, too much in grief to do so, I think?
Well, she'd been a very active participant in all of Dad's campaigns, and the 1990 campaign was one that she had a very big role in. She had a very big role in helping him through the 1991 legislative session and crafting a vision for Vermont's future, which was called the Snelling Plan, which Governor Dean operated on for the first four or so years of his administration after Dad died. So Barbara was looking to the future from 1990 on and participated in putting that together. So the vision of the future that Richard Snelling had, Barbara shared and enunciated at that time.
Your mother was a pioneer in many ways. She was the first female executive at the University of Vermont as UVM's vice president. How did she reflect on her role as a woman in that capacity and later in state government?
Well, I think it's interesting that to some extent, the women's movement caught up with Barbara. Barbara, from a very early age, when she graduated from high school, her classmates voted her most likely to be the first female mayor of Boston. So from a very early age, Barbara didn't know there was a glass ceiling. She certainly ran into prejudice. She ran into resistance. But she was a force of nature at trying to accomplish that which she thought was important. And at some point, certainly the women's movement came along and Barbara embraced it. But that was never really the motivator for her. The motivator was she was an intelligent person who had a vision for the future and the way that things should be. And she saw no reason why her voice shouldn't be just as loud as everyone else's voice.
Mark, how would you describe Barbara Snelling's political philosophy? She was a Republican, but would you also describe her as a conservative, too, as the term is understood in today's political climate?
You know, I don't think I might. That's a tough one. It's so many people toss labels around. The reality is that Barbara was a very thoughtful person who addressed every issue, looked at all sides, listened to all the facts, and then made a decision. And I just wouldn't be willing to throw a label on it at this point.
Sure. I wonder, though, if she talked much in recent years about politics in Vermont. I mean, what did she think of the state of Vermont?
Well, there are two things that were really critical to Barbara. One was the fiscal responsibility that we have to future generations and that we need to be prudent in our financial decisions. Number two, the environmental responsibility that we have to future generations, and that we need to take actions now that will have Vermont's environment being as wonderful as it is today. And, you know, a huge part of the reason that she and my father moved to Vermont was they loved the outdoors. They loved Lake Champlain. She felt very strongly about having the waters of Lake Champlain be clean because it had been such an important part of her life. She lived her entire life on Shelburne Bay, three different locations, but her entire adult life in Vermont on Shelburne Bay. So the water quality, the environment was very, very important to her.
You mentioned before that, you know, she really had, she forged her own way, and she certainly had ambitions beyond lieutenant governor. In fact, she wanted to run for governor in 1996 against Howard Dean, who you mentioned, but health problems prevented her from going all out to do that. Eventually, she became a state senator. Do you think, though, that, she regretted in some ways not running for governor again?
Well, she's mentioned a couple of times that she thought maybe she should have run for governor sooner, but not later. I think that she very much enjoyed being in the state Senate. She very much enjoyed continuing to participate. She did a number of other things. She was appointed by Bill Clinton to the United States Institute of Peace and served there from 2001 to 2007. And so that was an opportunity to look at global politics, if you will, and participate in that, and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
And the Snelling name, of course, still active in state government, your sister Diane, state senator. How ultimately, Mark, do you think your mother would like to have been remembered by Vermonters, and how do you think her legacy should be viewed?
Well, I think she would certainly like to be remembered for her commitment to Vermont, her commitment to Vermont's future. You know, we when my father died, we formed the Snelling Center for Government. And later on, we renamed it to be the Richard A. and Barbara W. Snelling Center for Government. The Snelling Center has participated in public policy over the last 24 years. We have trained leadership classes and have over 750 graduates. And Barbara has been absolutely delighted to see those leaders, men and women, participating in their communities locally, participating in state government, being active in business. She felt very, very proud of what the Snelling Center has done as part of her legacy.
Mark Snelling, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're quite welcome. Take care. Thank you.